Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3. We've established that one must check his home for chametz on the night of the 14th. Our Mishnah will discuss what happens if he didn't. So the basic machlokas is, are you and is it prudent for you to check for chametz when it's already forbidden to eat? According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person is liable to inadvertently eat the chametz once he finds it, and therefore he'll rule it's better to not search for chametz once it's forbidden to eat. Whereas the Chacham will say, no, that's nothing doing. Since you're searching for chametz, clearly you're mindful, you're searching for it because it's forbidden, and therefore you won't come to eat it. Mishnah says inside, Rebut Omer, Bodkin or Arbaasar, you're supposed to check on the night of the 14th, as we've established, but if you fail to do so, Uva Abarasar, Shachris, you could check, failing the night to check the next morning. In the morning you could. Uvashaasabior, and even you could check in the sixth hour, as we'll explain in subsequent Mishnayos, meaning once during the sixth hour of the day, you're supposed to already be destroying your chametz, but even then, that's your very last chance, you could and should seek out any chametz you might have. And even though midrabban, it's forbidden during Shaasabior in that sixth hour to eat the chametz, since only Esra Midrabbanan, he gives you even that chance, the last chance to search out your chametz. But meaning the implication is, after that, from midday on the 14th, when it may be, according to Behuda, it's Aser Midoraisa, to eat chametz from midday onwards, so therefore we don't even look for it, lest we find it and inadvertently eat it. Say the Chachamim v'Chacham Omrim lo vadak or Basar, if you fail to check on the night of the 14th, Yibdok bar Basar, check during the day of the 14th. Lo badak bar Basar, if you didn't check during the morning of the 14th, Yivdok besoch hamoed, check during the appointed time. Now, what the moed is referring to, what this word means, is actually machlokas. Rashi learns it means during the appointed time for doing the burning, meaning the fifth hour. Most other Rishonim, or all of the Rishonim even, learn it's referring to the Yom Tov of Pesach. The Bar Tanura interestingly brings Rashi has a preferred pshat, but he brings both pshatim down. The reason why it seems maybe the preferred for Rashi in the Bar Tanura is it does read better in the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah says, Lo badak betoch ha-moed, if you fail to check during the appointed time, again, according to Rashi in the Bar Tanura's first pshat, we're talking about during the fifth hour when it's not Asr Midoraisa yet. According to everyone else, it means even during Pesach. So then, Yivdok la'achar moed, check even after that. So according to the first pshat, it would be check even on Pesach and thereafter. It's all the same time. It's all forbidden equally because of Chametz Avrelav of Pesach. Whereas according to the other Mefarshim, it means even after Pesach because we're afraid of Chametz Avrelav of Pesach. We're afraid you might eat something that was in the pantry that you forgot to do bittul on over Pesach. So you have to get rid of it and therefore search it out even after Pesach. Now, the Mishnah's not finished, but we're going to kind of like a new thought, like a new paragraph here. We're saying you're supposed to check for your chametz on the night of the 14th, which means you're going to identify, you know, oh, I found a box of Cheerios, but I'm going to save those Cheerios for breakfast tomorrow morning. You don't have to destroy it yet. So the Mishnah's concern is, you've identified where all your chametz is, you better make sure it stays where you know where it is, lest it get mixed up again, and you have to search a second time. So therefore the Mishnah says, Umash Mishayar, whatever chametz you are leaving over, meaning for consumption on the morning of the 14th after the Bdikas Chametz, Yonichenu Betzina, put it in a safe place. Tzina here means like, yeah, a storage place, a safe place, like we saw back in Maseches Shabbos, we talked about Kol HaKasher LaHatznia, anything which is appropriate for storing away. So Betzina means storing away, a safe place for storing. So put it in that safe place, Kadei Shelo Yehei Tzarech Bdika Achrav, so that you don't have to search it out a second time, because obviously if your box of Cheerios gets knocked over the night and you're not sure if the Cheerios have been dragged around the house by some other rodent, whatever the story is, you have to start all over again looking for new Cheerios. And therefore, the point is, as the Shulchan Aruch Paskins put it under like a heavy pot or something, like so covered, so it can't run away. Nowadays, in the box and the cover with the door closed would be equally good to make sure that it doesn't somehow get muddled up and back mixed up in the house a second time.